This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
Joy Drive. Joy, out, loud, and proud.
Rach, can I tell you, I was very confused hearing that rubber gloveness. I was looking at Rach going, what are they talking about?
And I did the mouthing actions of blow up the rubber glove and twinkle your fingers around.
Like a chicken, like a chook thing that you entertain the kids with. Absolutely. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Rach and Dean. It's 14 past five. And joining us now on the line, they are a part of... Where's my
Ticker.
Brain? Ticker Jumpstart, a morning show on the new streaming service Ticker. We've got Ben and Alana. How's it going?
Hello, guys.
Hello.
Now, you just started doing your morning show 5 mornings a week at the beginning of the month. Mm-hmm. And we were like, we could do a morning show. That'd be completely fine. I mean, on radio. But there's that extra work of having to look pretty at the same time that early in the morning. That looks like a lot of pressure.
I feel like is the second week into doing a show too early to ask for a glam squad? Because I don't want to be a diva about it, but I feel like it really needs to be taken up a notch.
Alana, do you have to do your own hair and makeup?
Your hair is fantastic, by the way.
Yes, Rachel. Like 4 in the morning, I'm getting up, and I can do a good enough makeup. I can handle that. The hair, I've got a lot of it, as Benjamin will tell you, and that's a serious struggle point for me. I've got to tell you, and I did radio, so I was the same as you. I was like, oh, I can do this. This is fine. But yeah, it's a bit of
got a
different
for radio.
Situation. It was the curveball I didn't see coming when they asked me to do the show. That's for sure.
Well, you look fantastic in all of your images, so no doubt, Ben, you're a little bit intimidated having to sit across from Alana.
Oh, no, this is the funny thing. Dean will understand this. I wear way more makeup than Alana's wearing. Like, and yeah, my hair has to be bigger every day. It was actually really funny. Alana's friend saw a photo of the two of us, I think it's one of the press photos, and was like, that's some set of teeth and some hair right there. We are... all smile, all hair, and shitloads of makeup.
Well, you've both got experience in radio, and this is a really exciting platform to be having your show on and being a part of. But it is that completely different rhythm of suddenly being in front of the camera. I was watching some of it, Ben, and Ben, what I love is you don't relax your shoulders at all. You're very, the smile just stays, like you've got that stare and that smile, and you don't relax your shoulders, and it's like your head's the only thing that moves, which I think is really hilarious.
Right. Someone wrote to me and said, they were like, oh my God, he needs to loosen up a bit. And how much Botox has Ben had? And I wrote back and I said, hey, I haven't had any Botox. It's filler. And I'm okay with that.
And we can't afford Botox yet, but hopefully one day soon.
So you're in the second week. What's some of the challenges you're finding? I mean, it must be a lot of fun and it must be really entertaining to do, but what's some of the challenges you're finding 2 weeks in with all of this going on?
Well, we don't know as much about politics as what we should. I feel like we're really in that space where we're trying to be informative as well as entertaining. But there's that moment where we're reading through, you know, a story about the China trade war that Ben and I have just had that moment of going, so I think we probably need to brush up on the global politics just a smidge more, would you say, Ben?
Oh, look, 100%. I mean, the biggest problem we've had so far is my gurgling stomach. There was one point where we were trying to talk about something really serious and it sounded like I was about to pass something. Oh. And Alana just, heard the gurgling start, which went for 30 minutes, and she just hoped to God while facing the camera that I hadn't, shut my hack.
It
was really quite full on.
It is pretty exciting and it is really great, but it must have been really strange to have all of this going on, have this Ticker Jumpstart launching and have COVID happening. So there's all of this isolation happening as well.
Well, for Alana's sake, it has been really good because I'm a toucher and I try and touch her all the time, but I can't because it sounds ridiculous, but I mean, she's good to touch anyway, but I can't go anywhere near her. So I've got to try and maintain safe distance. So once that's out of the way, I think she's going to need a restraining order on me.
Yeah, your giant hair is going to creep right across the desk. He's literally morphing into a male Gina Liano. In front of our eyes.
I have been seeing a bit more foundation and tan as the days go on. I'm sad that there's definitely a lot of bronzing happening. It must also be, it must have been great, though, with everyone being physically distancing and isolating to be able to launch the jumpstart this way and launch the mornings and have a way for people to engage with you and be a part of it. Did you find that,
Alana?
Yeah, it's been amazing because, you know, first people's reaction has been like, what is it? And then I'm sort of explaining to them, I'm like, think of it like Netflix before just everyone had Netflix. Or think of it like podcasting before everyone was listening to it. And, you know, it's such a different platform and we're really giving that sort of morning show, a complete facelift, Ben aside. bringing a new sort of flavour to morning television. And I think once people start doing, you know, those commute runs again on the trains and the trams and everything. It's just going to be the perfect platform for people to watch a bit of, you know, morning news on their phone on the way to work. And something different.
I'd love to know what makes Jumpstart different to other morning TV shows.
I'll tell you right now. And that is the first episode. I called Alana a slut. And I was like, this is so amazing. We're on a digital platform, not having to abide by any TV and radio rules.
For now.
And Alana, it's just, absolutely. Well, Alana keeps joking every 5 minutes that we haven't been pulled off the internet yet.
Also...
You know, we had a housewife, like one of the new housewives on the very first episode, and I dropped the F-bomb, and she looked at me like she'd never heard it before, and I was like, you're a real housewife. Every second word out of Gina Liano's mouth was an F-bomb. I'm pretty sure you're prepared.
Have they started filming, though? Because I feel like they were. She was announced. This is, I think she was the champagne queen. Yeah.
Carla Kirkpatrick, yep.
Yeah, but have they, like, have they started filming? Because that's a whole different story.
They did 2 weeks. They started 2 weeks of filming, mm-hmm. and then COVID-19 happened, which is really sad. I had, like, when we were talking to Kyla, she was saying that they were supposed to be going into production, but I believe it's now not actually going to start again until maybe January, which is really sad because... I'm really sad with missing out on The Real Housewives of Melbourne. I've just loved it from episode one to, you know, the latest series. Like, bring it back now.
I mean,
so
I guess...
sorry for
we genuinely do talk about this probably once a day.
So. I was about to say, Alana, are you sick of Big Brother yet?
Yeah, we're watching Big Brother. There's plenty of entertainment chat on our show, let's be honest.
Well, yeah, that's Ben. That's Ben through and through. And you know what? Like, all right, Ben, let's get into it. We've got Alana here as well. Let's get into Big Brother. Let's have a bit of a natter about it. Because it's here. It's arrived. You've been going on and on about it being exciting. Look, I watched the first episode. I haven't gone back.
What?
Yes, okay, I'm a little bit like you, Dean, because Ben had been in my ear. Obviously, he'd been privy to an episode in advance. He's like, oh, my God, 5 stars, going to love it, everything you could want from Big Brother. And I sat there and I was sort of like, I was waiting for it. I was like, Sonia is a babe and a half, I'm waiting for it. And I just felt like, apart from Sonia, I just didn't quite get there yet.
Here's my thing is, it's not that it's not good. Like, I get it. They've crafted a really good show. I'm just like, the thing with Big Brother for me is that it was different to the other shows. And I, as a viewer, have a different experience. But Ben, as someone who's been in the house, and what was his name? The guy that went in first, Kieran, when he was being strategic, I was like sitting there with my housemate going, that's what Ben would be doing in the exact same. So that's exactly the same thing. When he was being strategic and trying to play them against off each other and the words he was using, I was like, Ben, if he was in this scenario, would do the exact same thing.
Yeah, look, you're probably right in some ways. And I think that what they've done is they've brought back the old format in some capacity, but it was never going to come back the way that it was throughout the Channel 10 era. It was never going to come back like it did with Channel 9 because the last series of the Channel 9 one was the worst television I've ever seen in my life. And so what they did was they took it on a date. They took Big Brother out on a date with Survivor, and it's had this new format, which is, you know, the Big Brother Survivor baby. And look, I think I actually really like it. I think that episode 3, which are just that's tonight. So my partner Ben hates Big Brother, always has, barely could sit through my own. And yet he watched the episode 3 with me last night, not watching all of episode 1 and episode 2. And he said, this is the best Big Brother I've ever seen. And he goes, what's that girl's name? And points at Talia. And I said, oh, that's Talia. He said, I want her dead. When's the next episode?
Shots fired.
This is what's hard about it, though, is I think they craft this thing where we either have to love or hate someone. And my thing with the old Big Brother, where you watched it every day, is you could form your own opinion, and it was great to be able to see even the boring bits. I just feel like there's a little bit too much editing, and there is a little bit too much control going on in what we see and who we see. And I just after that first episode, I'm like, I still don't. I know like three of them, and the three of them that I know is because they irritate me. I want to get to know the others as well. And in I would have gotten that in the first, in the old format.
Yes, there was a lot of people in one go.
Yeah.
It's a lot of people. Alana, I have to give you a bit of backstory. I've got to tell you this today. I've actually known Dean in my life for over 20 years.
Yeah. And I knew Ben when he was straight.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, sorry.
There's the real joke. Where's the drum kit? Yeah, before makeup. Actually, I probably was wearing makeup.
Secretly. No, he was. Look, and before you go into your story, Ben, I'll say he was wearing makeup because for my 21st birthday, we worked at a store. And for my 21st birthday, I had a masquerade theme and there were options. You could wear a mask or you could paint your face. And Ben decided to come as Darth Maul because he was right up there with the Star Wars, the new one. And he went into the change room at work while everyone was cleaning up and locking up and put his face on and got everything ready. And the store was completely locked up, and then Ben stepped out, lights were turned off, dressed as Darth Maul with his whole face painted and was trapped inside a store looking like that. So he still wears a lot of makeup.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that look, was my first practice of makeup. It.
Well, I just want to say, though, I actually, when I got cast on Big Brother that day, I had a couple of drinks with my friend Ed Pitts, and I said to Ed, like, you know who I've got to go and see? I've got to go and see Dean. And I always go and see Dean to ask him for advice because he's always a total bitch to me and tells me exactly what I...
Yeah.
Seriously, it's the best reasonable friend I've ever had.
I was like, when you go into this house, don't do this, don't say this, you have to think about this, don't wear this, and I think it's important that you've got, like, Ed's like the angel and I'm like the devil on your shoulders. And I think that's really important.
But it was so true, though, Dean, because, like, I really listened to a lot of what you had to say because, you know, you've known me for so long. And you absolutely know my insecurities and my downfalls.
And I love playing on them.
I know you do. Some people go, true friend. Your friend Dean, is he a friend or a fiend? And I'm like, he's both. I love him. He's everything that you want in a gay best friend.
Well, what's coming up on your show tomorrow morning, guys? What's happening?
Look, we should probably plan that.
Hey, Alana... Check the notes that's in, you know, our shared document. We've got Janet Roach on the show talking about her tea.
Yes, we do.
Oh, yes.
Oh, you got another Real Housewife.
Every episode is
part of our contract.
One per day. We also have a gin tasting live on air at about 8:30. So we might have something along those lines again tomorrow. You never know. And I think we're going to be doing a bit of footy chat as well because obviously everyone's pretty excited for the footy to be back on our screen.
Well, Alana, that means you're going to be doing a lot of footy chat because I don't know what Ben's going to bring. I don't know what Ben's going to bring to that.
I know. It's a lot weighing on my shoulders, guys. I won't lie.
And when we discuss sport, to be honest with you, I just check out the blokes and Alana does all the talking and they have to go. They go to camera one and two, which means that you can't see me on camera three, who should be arrested. It's a lot of fun.
Well, I look forward to checking out Ben failing at footy talk tomorrow morning. Alana, Ben, thank you so much for joining us today on Mad Wednesdays. You can catch them every weekday morning on Ticker Jumpstart. Download the app, get to watching, and thanks for joining us on the show, guys.
Thanks, guys.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Rach and Dee.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.